Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There is probably nothing that smells better in the air of a kitchen than freshly baked bread. The fragrance can fill a house, creating an appetite. We eat bread almost every day as a daily food staple. We enjoy it at breakfast with toast, bagels, or maybe a Danish. We enjoy it with sandwiches at lunch or rolls at dinner. Bread is as important today as it was throughout history. To have bread is to be rich. To be without it is to be poor. Bread is a simple reminder of the wonderful ways God still touches your life. Bread is one of God's promised treasures and the focus of our meditation tonight. Before the Israelites left Egypt by the hand of God, they were told to make unleavened bread to take with them on their journey. Unleavened bread had no yeast in it to cause it to rise or spoil. However, as our first reading tells us, soon the bread was running out. The people of Israel were wondering and grumbling about how and where they would get more bread. The Lord told Moses that he would rain down bread from heaven for them. God kept that word. He soon provided a layer of thin flakes on the desert floor for the Israelites to collect every morning and feed their families. They were told to collect enough for the day and nothing more. However, some collected more, and when they did, the bread smelled and was full of maggots the next day. In today's third reading, Jesus calls himself the bread of life. He reminded the people that it was not Moses who gave Israel bread every day. It was God. God sustained their lives day in and day out with manna. Jesus reminded all who listened to him that God sustains all people with physical bread. But only he can give bread that is eternal life. The Father provided eternal life through the bread from heaven, standing right in front of them, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said it this way, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Bible doesn't simply equate loaves of bread with physical life. The Bible equates Jesus Christ as the only source for spiritual life. That is why St. Paul said Israel was led by Christ in the Old Testament. 1 Corinthians 10, our fathers all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. The final source for all the manna the Israelites ate and all the water they drank was Jesus Christ. And Jesus still leads and sustains his church. He still leads and sustains each and every one of us. Until your life ends, until you cross the Jordan and enter heaven, he feeds you with the bread of his holy word and the bread of his holy sacrament. Remember when Jesus quoted Moses when he told Satan, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. St. Augustine, a faithful early church father, described it differently. He described teaching the Bible is like opening and breaking open a loaf of bread. God invites you to come here to church as his honored guest. I say that at the beginning. You are invited to come join here to be fed. God's word is brought to you through scripture, readings from the Bible, a sermon, a poetic hymn. Did you know most of the liturgy we follow in our service comes directly from the Bible, God's word? It is all bread for your soul, as long as it leads and points you to the bread of life, Jesus Christ. Jesus also uses the bread of his holy sacrament to feed and sustain you until he returns. Just a few verses following St. Paul's words regarding manna, he addresses the Lord's Supper. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. The bread you eat from this table at the divine service is not ordinary bread. It is not bread you would go home and make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich from. When Christ's word is spoken over it, Jesus promises to place his body into yours. To partake of this bread is to take Jesus Christ's true body into yourself. Like the Israelites of old, we journey in the wilderness of this life. We live in this sinful world under the heat of sin and death, bearing down on us each and every day, just as the desert heat beat down on the Israelites. We are waiting for a promised land, not Canaan, but heaven. And no matter how chaotic life may be for you in the wilderness of this world, you're not left wondering, where can I find help? Where can I go? Help is found where Christ breaks open his word and offers holy food at this altar. We should be fed in the way God chooses to feed us, through his word and sacraments. Dear friend, may bread always remind you of God's rich love and bounty for you. Bread is certainly a promised treasure. Not only does bread remind you of Jesus, who gave up his flesh on the cross for you, but it reminds you of who you are now. Just as numerous grains of wheat grow and are ground up to make one loaf of bread, we, although many, are made one people by taking the bread of Christ at his altar. You are forgiven and baked into a new image on Easter. As the church, we are a new loaf of bread, so to speak, a new creation. Until Jesus comes again, may you always long for the bread which only God offers you. And he offers you in his Son, Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life. Our daily bread is here today and gone tomorrow. But the bread of life, Jesus Christ, lasts forever. Amen.